Thank you. not in our book, but it'll be on the slides up here.
And all three verses.
We are bound for Canaan's land, fishing by the
Bless.
Ah.
31.
Thank you. You are Lord, my strength, my
604. Number 604. I wander in the shade of night with Jesus next to me.
Decided to come down here. I told my wife, I said, I never thought I'd leave Middle Tennessee. But there seems to be something special about this group. And one thing I was impressed with tonight is to see 200 people come out to praise God. You don't see that a lot of places. And I'm so thankful that you've come out and you saw fit, because He is worthy of the praise we give Him. In the 95th Psalm, the psalmist said, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him with the psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands form the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. As we've sang the songs tonight, as everyone, different ones directed us, I thought about how we admonished one another and taught one another with the songs, and yet at the same time, we came before the presence of God with thanksgiving. We magnified His name. We magnified the name of His Son. We praised Him for the blessings we've received. And you know, my friend, He is worthy of every iota of worship we give Him. And I'll tell you something. I'm thankful that we were here tonight to worship Him. But if you're here tonight and you're not a member of the church and you've never been baptized for Christ, have you ever thought you're missing one blessing? You're missing many blessings, but the greatest blessing you're missing is being able to call God your Father and to be able to go before His throne as a child. What a blessing it is to know that the God of heaven's eyes are upon the righteous, and if I am one of His children, His eyes are upon me, and when I praise Him and proclaim the excellencies of His name before men, then I am giving Him the glory due Him, and He looks upon us as His child. And when I go through the valley of the sorrow of death, I have no fear, because why? I have my Father there to help me. And so tonight, as we've sang these songs, I hope that you've been uplifted as I've been uplifted. And as we go through the week, we think about the different songs we sang and think about the words, not just the melody, but the words, and let them sink into our heart and encourage us. And until we meet on Wednesday, I pray that these songs mean a lot. And if you've never put on Christ and you need to be baptized or you need to be restored, our prayers you'll do so this night. As we stand and sing, we cordially invite you to come.
Have thine affections been held to me?